Still on the subject of stars and outer space, another group of astronomers told a recent meeting of the American Rocket Society in San Diego, California, that they are designing a satellite that will carry a bank of telescopes into an orbit 500 miles or 800 kilometers high. By thus sending a telescope up above the Earth's atmosphere, they hope to pierce a blanketing ocean of air that has, for the most part, obscured man's detailed view of the universe. The orbiting astronomical observatory will supply much new knowledge of the heavens, hidden from view of Earth-bound telescopes because of this screening effect of the Earth's atmosphere. The telescopes will probably be carried into space atop one of the Vega rocket vehicles, now being developed for the United States Space Agency. The observatory would consist of from 1 to 6 telescopes and other equipment. Dr. Fred Whipple, director of the Smithsonian Observatory at Cambridge, Massachusetts, was chairman of the astronomy section that discussed the space telescopes project at the San Diego meeting. Here, in a recorded interview with the Voice of America, Dr. Whipple commented on the significance of such an undertaking.
The remarkable progress in space sciences that has now been achieved is illustrated this morning in the session on astronomy from a space platform. It appears now that it is possible to put an astronomical telescope into a satellite and thereby build an astronomical observatory in space. And in this fashion, then, it will be possible to observe the universe from above the Earth's atmosphere. The Earth's atmosphere, of course, has been the great deterrent to the full effectiveness of the telescopes we have on the ground, not only because it disturbs the light rays as they come in and distorts the images, but because most of the radiation from space cannot pass the atmosphere at all. So that this morning's meeting, in which 4 scientists discuss in detail plans for the building of telescopes in space, represents a great step forward.
Dr. Whipple visualized a program of satellite telescopes of increasing size, performing increasingly more complex functions.
The first telescope to be put into a satellite will probably be directed on the sun to focus far ultraviolet solar radiation. It will not be a very large one, but will include devices that will spread the light out into its different wavelengths or colors, but of course operating in the very far ultraviolet. And then will come a general survey of the sky with small telescopes of the order of 8 inches in aperture, which will look at the sky in different wavelength regions, again in the very far ultraviolet. Definitely in the current plans is the introduction of a telescope of perhaps 24 to 36 inches aperture into space, and that in a relatively short time scale. The discussion today, being on the practical planning level, did not take into account the possibilities of much larger telescopes, which may be planned in the more distant future. But the conference does represent the very realistic thinking of astronomers and rocket experts on the problems of basic research, basic studies of the universe by means of a telescope in a satellite. In fact, a telescope that is a satellite, or a satellite that is a telescope in orbit.
That was Dr. Fred Whipple, director of the Smithsonian Observatory at Cambridge, Massachusetts, discussing the launching of space telescopes.